Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, Mr. News, hit it! Next on the Ledger Report, felony COVID malpractice. Inoculating the already inoculated. Stand by. The doors of the newsroom are locked and the PC police are not getting in, so sit back and relax as we unfold this edition of the Ledger Report.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme. And in San Diego, one anchorman was more man than the rest. His name was
Graham Ledger.
Emphasize how we need to hang in there for just a little while longer, because we can see a time in the next couple of months where we will have a lot more people vaccinated and we will really be able to blunt infection rates. We're still hanging out at 55,000 cases a day, and we're watching what's happening in people who are vacationing right now, and that concerns me a lot.
Yeah, just to underscore what Dr. Walensky said, when I'm often asked, are we turning the corner? My response is really more like we are at the corner. Whether or not we're going to be turning that corner still remains to be seen, depending upon what Dr. Walensky said, not to repeat it. We do have a lot of challenges in front of us with regard to the high level of daily infections, yesterday being 54,974. When you're at that level, I don't think you can declare victory and say you've turned the corner. You've got to continue to do what we're doing, more vaccinations, and continue to do public health measures until we actually do turn the corner.
Stop tape. Stop the tape. So turning the corner to these people in the Biden administration, in the CDC, bureaucrats in the CDC, the swamp. The swamp is bigger than ever in the CDC. The CDC is part of the swamp. Dr. Fauci is the swamp. Dr. Fauci is what is wrong with Washington, D.C. He's giving us one perspective and one perspective only. Yet it seems as though the entire government in Washington, D.C. hangs on his every word. So we haven't turned the corner yet, according to Dr. Fauci. When do we turn the corner? When are we going to look back at this moment in time and say, what in the wide, wide world of sports were these people thinking? What was the United States of America doing in 2020 and 2021 in this holistic and hellistic response to a virus? Just a virus. Viruses, there are thousands of viruses on this planet. Some mutate and survive and some die off. But we live around viruses all day long, every day, and we survive. And we don't lock ourselves down, and we don't wear masks, and we don't tell each other to stay 27 feet apart. So turning the corner to Dr. Fauci in his brain is one thing. In my brain, we don't have a corner to turn. This is a virus. And Dr. Fauci and Andrew Cuomo and Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and the rest of them have no control over the virus. Yet he wants us to believe that the government, led by Fauci, led by the CDC, has control over the Wuhan coronavirus. This is the problem that too many tens of millions of Americans have bought into. The fact that politicians or doctors or PhDs have any control whatsoever over the course of a virus as it runs its course through a country. which is what the Wuhan coronavirus is doing right now. So Dr. Fauci says we haven't turned the corner yet. Well, when do we turn the corner? Do we ever turn the corner? See, this is the problem. This is the problem. We have thrown away, we have trashed our constitutional rights because of a bug that's permeating itself through our society. Big deal. What about the next bug? We're going to do this all over again? This is insanity. And we know it's a political response. We know it's a political response. We'll probably never be able to prove that, right? But we know in our hearts it's a political response. By the way, speaking of political response, I want to remind you that YouTube removed one of these here podcasts about a week ago. I was stunned. It was the interview I did with MyPillow CEO and Trump supporter, Mike Lindell. Poof, it was gone. It was getting a lot of action on YouTube. Thousands and thousands of people were watching that video. And YouTube can't have that, right? The mainstream social media cannot have facts out there. And Mike Lindell and I were talking about the election malfeasance in November 2020 and the outright voter fraud. Yes, YouTube, there was voter fraud. A lot of it during the presidential election cycle of 2020, in particular certain key states. We know this. But we can't talk about it, according to YouTube. And so, poof. They deleted this video. Why do I bring this up? Because we've got to stick together. We've got to support each other. Please go to MyPillow.com or go to GrahamLedger.com where there's a link to MyPillow. It's even better because you go to GrahamLedger.com. You have all my videos, podcasts, and other information on there. And you can support Mike Lindell. You support Mike Lindell. You support the president. You support the president, Mike Lindell. You support me. And we support each other. And this is the way to stick a needle in the eye of YouTube. And go order some MyPillow. You put Ledger in the promo code box, L-E-D-G-E-R, Ledger. It just happens to be my last name. What a coincidence. And you get up to 66% off the products. So this is a way to send a message to the YouTubes and the Facebooks and the Twitters of our lives right now to say, hell with you. We're going to bypass you, and we're still going to advance a constitutional and conservative society based on the foundation, the fundamentals of this country. Also, if you go to GrahamLedger.com, by the way, you can answer the Ledger Register question, and that is, are you going to get one of these vaccines? And I want to talk a little bit about the vaccines today and the malfeasance, the malpractice that's going on, and it's systemic coming out of our government. And you've got to read and you've got to look at other channels. It's like this terrorist in Colorado. It's not being reported that he's a terrorist, that he came in here in the United States during the Obama administration. How shocking, from Syria. How shocking. Terrorist hotbed comes here, ingrains himself in our society, opens fire in Colorado in a supermarket that just happened to specialize in kosher food. Mainstream media, where are you on this? Are you reporting any of this at all? No, they're ignoring it. It's up to us, again, to weed this out. It's up to us to sound the alarm bell that Dr. Fauci may not be the be-all, end-all on COVID. In fact, you know, you and I believe that Fauci has discredited himself over and over and over. He conflicted messages from the very beginning. Yet, apparently, in Washington, D.C., he's some sort of demigod. So the numbers that they're talking about right now, that 53,000, 54,000 infections from the Wuhan coronavirus today. Now, again, we have to stipulate numbers are not accurate. The numbers are being goosed. The numbers are being increased. We know this. There's many false positives out there. They just can't be counted on. They're overdiagnosing not only the false positive, but they're also overdiagnosing because they, the hospitals, and maybe the doctors, I don't know, but I know the hospitals get more money from the federal government if this is a Wuhan coronavirus diagnosis, and if they snake a tube down their throat, they get even more money. This is disgusting, but it's the truth. And so, of course, they're going to overdiagnose. There's a financial incentive to overdiagnose the Wuhan coronavirus. All right. You know, they diagnose it without a test many times. So it's just a doctor's opinion. But even these testing kits and sites and locations are not 100%. They're not even maybe 50% accurate. There's way too many false positives because they're running this test over and over and over and over and over and over again until, oh, yeah, there's a molecule of the Wuhan coronavirus that's a positive test. Now, we've heard these stories over, and I don't have to beat this dead horse, but let's stipulate Fauci's numbers are correct. 54,000 a day. That is 0.0001% of the population of the United States. Point three zeros and a one. Okay, that's the daily number. If you make it a weekly number, which is going to be larger, right? It's 0.001. So two zeros and a 1% of the population. If you make it a monthly number, then it's a 0.003. So let's go with the monthly number because that's a larger number, right? 0.003% of the population is getting infected right now with the Wuhan coronavirus. 0.003% of the population using Fauci's numbers. And we are wringing our hands. We have states shut down. We have people criticizing Governor DeSantis in Florida every day. The press is like a bunch of hound dogs on the guy, nipping at his heels. Why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? What about this? And what about that? What about what's going on in California? What about these other states that are still locking down? What about the numbers? Blah, 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 blah. Yet in California, you have a governor who's about to be recalled. And the mainstream media is just going along. It's unbelievable. If you listen to the mainstream media coverage in the second largest television and radio market in the country called Los Angeles, you may have heard of Los Angeles. All the mainstream media does is hold up a mirror to whatever Garcetti and whatever Newsom say. They don't question at all. Oh, well, we got these tears. He's got tears in California. Tears, not the kind we cry, but tears levels. And the most stringent tier, the lockdown tier, is purple. And then if you're lucky and the governor blesses you, you go to red. And then if you're really, really, really lucky, maybe you can get into orange. Yellow, oh, yellow is the promised land. But yellow is not fully open, is it? Yellow is not normal. There is no normal tier in California, and there never will be. But the media doesn't question. The media doesn't question any of that. It says, well, you know, we're so lucky the governor allowed us to go from purple to red. Oh, we can have 4.3 people outside eating and 2.2 people inside eating. Oh, and some businesses can actually open up. Gyms can have 4.7 people inside and 8.3 people outside. Oh, thank you, Governor. This is the way the media reports. That's why I say we are the media now. We have to be the media. Forget about them. We have to question everything. And when we find an article about a terrorist attack in Colorado, we have to share it. You have to take a minute to share it, even if it's to one person, ladies and gentlemen. This is crucially important. We're in uncharted territory in this country where the mainstream media is covering up for a president who has cognitive and physical decline, probably worse than FDR ever had. We have a mainstream media that's covering up for an invasion at the border. We have a mainstream media that will not do its fundamental First Amendment job. And we have big tech doing the same thing on social media. So we are the media now. This is my message. Whenever I speak out in public, we are the media and we have to share the message. The message from government right now is 84 million Americans have had a vaccine from the Wuhan coronavirus. 70% of people who are 65 years and older have had a vaccine for the Wuhan coronavirus. And they applaud this. And you know what? If you want to go out and get the shot, that's fine. That's fine. But they're not telling you the whole picture. And they're not saying to people what I consider to be felony malpractice. And that is, if you've had the Wuhan coronavirus, you don't need a shot. They're not telling people that. Why in the world, if you have the antibodies in your system, natural antibodies, by the way, why would you infuse in your system on top of those natural antibodies unnatural antibodies? These scientific, not tested inoculations. Why would you do that? Why would you put a layer of Frankenstein vaccine on top of your natural layer that you beat back the Wuhan coronavirus and you have the antibodies? Why would you put an artificial set of antibodies in your system when you have nature's antibodies? Do you hear anybody talking about this? I don't. I hear nobody talking about this except my buddy Daniel Horowitz over at The Blaze, and he calls this the biggest COVID lie right now. I call it malpractice. It is absolute malpractice. The first question that people should be, doctors, nurses should be asking is, did you have the virus? Yes, then you don't need this. This is not necessary. Move on, next person, right? Do you hear anybody saying this? No. Instead, we have the Three Stooges out there. From left to right, if you're keeping score at home, Stooge number one, Larry, looks like Bill Clinton. Stooge number two, Curly, in the middle, looks like George W. Bush. And Stooge number three, Moe, looks a lot like Barack Hussein Obama. Roll tape.
Our fellow Americans.
Right now, the COVID-19 vaccines are available to millions of Americans.
And soon, they will be available to everyone.
The science is clear. These vaccines will protect you and those you love from this dangerous and deadly disease.
They could save your life.
So we urge you to get vaccinated when it's available to you.
That's the first step to ending the pandemic and moving our country forward. It's up to you.
So there you have it, the three presidents, Larry, Moe, and Curly, saying, don't worry about it, don't do any research, just shut up, close your eyes, and take the virus. Well, take the vaccine. Not everybody agrees with that message, including, I believe, the woman I'm about to introduce, Judy Mikovits, a cellular and molecular biologist who's been very vocal about not only the response to COVID and the disease itself, but also the vaccinations. Judy, what I think is a real problem here is a message that's not getting out to people. I'm not hearing it anywhere except from me. And that is, if you've had the Wuhan coronavirus and you have the natural antibodies, why in the world would you go out there and get a vaccine that's man-made?
All right, the synthetic antibodies, what we know from the what this vaccine actually is and the synthesis of it is that this vaccination, especially if you've already been infected and made antibodies, the vaccination could dramatically exacerbate what we in the country and those, have been trying to stop. Because what happens is something called antibody-dependent enhancement and through it, not only antibodies, but pathogenic priming of your innate immune responses, your macrophages, such that you actually harm yourself. You destroy your own immune system. And so it cannot respond when it sees the virus the next time. You have natural killer cells, another part of that innate immune response, their only job, or let's just say their primary job, is to gobble up like a Pac-Man virus-infected cells and tumor cells. So now you're injecting this synthetic RNA, this synthetic lipid nanoparticle. A nanoparticle goes into every cell of the body and makes your cells a chemical pathogen, literally a production plant, a manufacturing plant. Every cell of the body is going to produce this RNA, and your NK cells your natural killer cells will very quickly become exhausted and cannot degrade. We don't even know if they can degrade the synthetic particles because they've been engineered such that they don't break down. The RNA does not break down. So here you have a double whammy. You already have antibodies, or a triple whammy. You already have antibodies. So you explode the antibodies, those antibodies that are broad spectrum to other coronaviruses, not just SARS-CoV-2, but the many coronaviruses we've been exposed to in our life. So you make like a huge flame, a amount of antibody, and they actually enhance the destruction of your own tissues. You start attacking yourself because you can't tell the difference between self and non-self, and your natural killer cells can't keep up and degrade all this synthetic RNA that's been put into your body. So we're actually then going to start expressing and being, especially wearing the mask, start more crippling of your immune system because you've got toxic carbon dioxide in your blood. You'll start expressing dormant those pathogens you've kept latent. You'll be expressing bacterial antigens. You'll literally make everyone sick and can spread highly transmissible and deadly strains of a virus simply because you took that shot.
In short, you could be doing more damage than good by getting the vaccine. And this is what people need to realize. And when you talk about the mask, that's compounding the problem. And we also don't know the long-term ramifications. That's the bottom line. Did you just get off? Go ahead. Finish up.
Absolutely. And I won't say could. Will. Absolutely will. The data are clear. The data are clear with the masks that the people who are testing positive, that means expressing RNA of a fragment of the coronavirus. Testing positive, 80% are the people that wear the mask all the time. If you already have COPD, by definition, you express more viruses. That's why you get sick every year. So it's not a could, it's a will. It will drive the disease. The masks have driven the disease.
And we know that this could affect vaccine could affect the autoimmune system, as you kind of touched on there, could also affect your DNA. We don't know if it could affect your DNA. We're hearing it could sterilize certain people. We just don't know the long-term ramifications.
We actually do know it will sterilize people because autoimmunity is simply the basic job of your immune system is what is self and what is non-self. Well, we all make a protein known as syncytin, and syncytin is an ancient viral protein in all of our genomes, and it's expressed by primarily young women, and it's required for syncytia is a fusion of cells. So it's how the placenta is able in mammals to form, the uterus to implant in the placenta wall by a fusion of cells, and it's a reaction that is not covalent. So of course, at birth, so when you're expressing syncytin, which women do and all can, then the syncytin is in the vaccine. Part of the synthetic envelope is expressed that protein from other animals and in a synthetic form. Autoimmunity is that's not self. And you will attack non-self and you will destroy your own syncytin and therefore can be sterilized. And long-term, syncytin expression is associated with in the brain, in the spinal cord, with multiple sclerosis, strongly associated. We know the aberrant, the wrong expression of syncytin in the wrong tissue can cause, strongly associated with, multiple sclerosis. So I just had several conversations with Multiple Sclerosis Society where they're encouraging those patients, not only healthy people to get this, but patients with diseases who are already immune compromised will be those who die immediately or exacerbate. They literally, it's a blowtorch on their disease.
I was telling my daughter, who's 25, I said, there's no reason for you to get the vaccine for the Wuhan coronavirus because you're healthy. You don't need it. And odds are she's probably had it. She had a very close friend who had the virus and was sitting 2 feet away from her at Christmas and didn't come down, but she may have been asymptomatic. And so this is the kind of information that the American people need to hear and need to digest in order to make educated decisions on whether you get stuck in the arm or not. Judy, I'm going to let you go because I know you have other things going on. But if people want more information about what you say and what you produce, I know social media is banned. You just like it's slowly banning me and ban the president of the United States. Where can they go to get more information about what you talk about?
Well, most of the information I talk about is on our website, plaguethebook.com. And we attempt to get these talks up as fast as we can because there are deadly autoimmune reactions like idiopathic thrombocytopenia, bleeding disorder. And we already know doctors who have died quickly within weeks of the shot from that disease. And that's a vaccine injury we see with MMR. So we don't know the mechanisms, but we appreciate essentially everyone in the younger generation has had MMR. So they're going to be susceptible to having this bleeding disorder. And we've seen brain bleeds, strokes, everything. So healthy people do not have COVID. There's no such thing as an asymptomatic disease. It's not a disease if you don't have symptoms. So please, we've got to wake everybody up to the dangers of these shots, not only now, but long-term could be deadly. Accelerated cancer development, autoimmune disease development, Alzheimer's, everything. It's the list is at least 36 diseases, chronic diseases we know of.
YouTube, Facebook, Google, they may want to silence our voices, but we have ways around it and we're not going to shut up. And Judy, God bless you and keep up the great work. Thank you.
Thank you, Graham.
Judy Mikovits is an American hero. She's an American who's trying to sound the alarm bells, a modern day Paul Revere, just like yours truly. We're trying to get the word out there. We're trying to get the truth out there so the American people can make an informed decision. I hear people out there and being applauded saying this, shut up and just sit down and take the vaccine, get the shot in the arm. Just don't question it. Don't do any research. Just get the shot. It is felony stupid to do something. And this is why I had this talk with my daughter. Why? You're a perfectly healthy person. You probably have the antibodies of the Wuhan coronavirus in your body right now. Why don't you get tested? I said, why don't you get the antibody test? See if you have it in your system, just for the hell of it. You probably do. Even if you don't, you're perfectly healthy. Your age group, the death rate is 0.0000001, somewhere around there. 99.9% of the people under the age, I think it's 40 or 30, whatever, young people, are surviving if they happen to contract the Wuhan coronavirus, and many people are walking around asymptomatic. Most of the people who have contracted the disease have worn the mask. Repeat, most of the people who have contracted the Wuhan coronavirus have worn a mask. What does that tell you? Not only does it tell you about the efficacy of a mask, whether it works or not, but it tells you that the mask, as Judy was pointing out there, is a breeding ground for germs, for all kinds of bacteria, and probably the virus. And we know the virus can permeate the mask. There's no point in wearing a mask. Somewhere in the neighborhood of 75% of all people who have contracted the Wuhan coronavirus are obese. And 80% of those who've died from the Wuhan coronavirus, 75% have died, are obese. 80% who have died are over the age of 65, 70. They're seniors. This is a very narrow window. If you're healthy and you're under the age of 60, you don't need to A, worry about the virus, and B, get the vaccine. That's just my opinion based on common sense. But common sense seems to be out the window when we're dealing with people like Dr. Fauci, who will not come out and give you the information that I just gave you and that Judy just gave you. He will not come out and say, hey, if you had the Wuhan coronavirus, you have the antibodies in your system, you don't need the vaccine. And you can answer the Ledger Register question on GrahamLedger.com. Are you going to get the vaccine? And a lot of people are getting it. So go to GrahamLedger.com. You can answer the Ledger Register question. Support MyPillow. Get more information about fixing California. I know that sounds a bit of an oxymoron, but I think it can be done. And you can get more information about this here Ledger Report, the podcast. You can sign up for it for free. This edition of the Ledger Report is on its way to the Archives Library of Congress. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. I'm Graham Ledger. And remember, even when I'm wrong, I'm right.